You're listening to the Kingdom Culture Church podcast. To connect with us, hop on social media or go to kingdomculturechurch.com.au.
Phenomenal. Thank you. You can sit down. You can sit down. Great. Yeah, Ems, come. Come hang out. These beautiful ladies in their flowing gowns. Thank you so much. Thank you. Such tiny water. So I was like, before, I was like, man, it's really hot in here. And then I went and sat over there. That is the spot. Pastor Craig, you might need to help with the TV. That is the spot, Caleb. You have got that on the lock. That is nice and freezing cold. And then you move over here and it's just intense heat. Intense heat. You guys are killing it. Terry, our TV's name is Terry. And he's quite intense. And he's a bit of a diva, and he's very distracting, but when he's in his zone, he will bless your soul. So, hey, it's a good night. Are you happy to be in church? That was slightly subpar for how many people are in the room. Are you happy to be in church? Hey, let's give the ladies a hand. That was tough. I could feel myself fighting for the room. Everyone's like, you know, cool, Fred, but what's happening over there? Are they going to make it? It's like a movie. Are they going to... There's this court. Amy's moving now. They're both in Birkenstocks. That's a hazard. Praise God. But we made it. We're here. Terry, just fill him. Legacy. Hey, I want to tell you real quick before we get into the message and I let the band get out of here. I want to tell you a vision I had in the car on the way here. You might say, how do you have a vision while you're driving? I'm not entirely sure. No, I'm just kidding. It was in my spirit. I didn't see it, literally. I saw roads and cars and burping Gary. But in the spirit, I was driving along. And in the spirit, we arrived at the church. And there was this... By the way, I'm aware some of this is probably coloured by Fred Porterism. So just bear that in mind. So we pull up and there was this black fence. And it was really nice, and there was a big sign that said Kingdom Culture Church, and I was like, that's nice, and there was cement and not like seven potholes as you drive in, which was also nice. And I came in, and Pastor Mum, I don't know, there's Pastor Mum at the back there, she was in a demountable, and there was a demountable over here inside like the car park area, and I remember thinking, oh, I should go check on Mum. And so I parked in this lovely, lovely car spot. It was beautiful, praise God. Shut up. And I went to the demountable and Pastor Heather was in there and she was at a computer and she was writing. And I said, it's like, you know how in like a dream or a vision you sort of know what's going on even though you have no context? I knew Mum was working with victims of DV. And I was like, Mum, how's it going? And Mum was like, oh, Fred, it's been an amazing day. I don't know why I was in so late, but I was. Youth was on the night before or something. But Mum said, yeah, we've had 50 single mums come through victims of DV and they've been sent to the counselling rooms. We don't even have counselling rooms, so I don't know what that is, but I'm excited to see what a counselling room is. And then we came in the building and Alistair was walking up and down on the side, and inside looked pretty similar. There was a 20-foot LED. No, there wasn't. And Alistair was pacing up and down. And I sort of thought, oh, I better check on Alistair, see how he's doing. There, Sandra and Alistair are on their wedding anniversary today. But I walked up to him and I said, Alistair, what are you doing? And he looked at me with this intensity in his eyes and a bit of stress. And I'm not kidding. He goes, well, we've hit 150 kids and it's good, but I need to pray in some leaders. And then he kind of just ignored me and just kept coming back to the thing. And I was like, what is going on? And then I looked outside and there was a unicorn. No, there wasn't. but and then I sort of came to. And I thought, that's cool, God. What does that mean? And I feel God saying that there is obvious expansion. All right, so a car park is obvious and awesome. An LED screen is obvious and awesome. More staff is obvious and awesome. But I believe that today, this Legacy Sunday, is sowing the seeds for unusual growth and expansion. I believe that God is setting us up to be able to step into, yes, all the normal stuff, but also things that are going to surprise us, excite us, get us pumped. And so, man, I'm telling you, I'm excited for what God is going to do in the house. Amen? Amen. Band, thank you so much. You guys are the best. Please go have a, well, not a siesta, because it would be cool if you listened, but go and rest, and that'll be phenomenal. All right, how's my timer? 20 minutes. Let's do this, shall we? We're all feeling good. Mitchell, stop making so much noise, man. So loud. My gosh, just, it's hard to preach with so much feedback. So, turn with me to Luke 5. Luke 5. Genesis, Exodus, Luke. All right. And Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he says this. He says, put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. But at your word, someone say, at your word.
At your word.
I will let down the nets. Just pause really quickly. I love that. Jesus is saying, hey, take a risk. Hey, go out into deep water. Simon Peter responds in the way that I believe all of us have responded at some point when Jesus asks us to do something, financial or otherwise. I don't super want to. It doesn't just have to be money. It could be, hey, give this person a word. It's awkward. But Jesus is saying, hey, go and do it. And he says, Jesus, we've been toiling all night. Tonight we're talking about money. You might be like, I've sowed into churches before and it went badly. I was lied to. I was disappointed. I was hurt. I was manipulated. And Jesus here says, hey, let's go again. And Simon Peter says something really cool. He doesn't say because of your great presentation. He doesn't say because of your slick talking. He says, but at your word, Jesus. I pray anyone that gives tonight would not be because of a presentation or because of a worship set. It would be because you heard the voice of God. We sort of have a bit of a saying as a team. We say to people, hey, you need a word from God. Because often, with the best of intent, leadership teams and pastors try and get in there and convince and coerce. And there's a time for bringing advice and counsel, but there's nothing stronger than a word from God. And also, you can't get angry at me or Pastor Rob or Pastor Heather from a word from God to take it up with him. Anyway, let's keep reading. But at your word, I'll do this. And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish. Who wants a large number of fish? Come on. I hate fish. I think fish is the worst thing to eat, but as a metaphorical typology, it works well. And their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in other boats to come and help them. Let's process what's going on. They're on a boat. Jesus said, let down your nets. There are so many fish. They're fishermen, right? This is very deep theological stuff tonight. And they're pulling fish into the boat. I wonder at what point they went, it's too many. It's too many fish. And probably one of the apprentices is like, what do you mean too many fish? We're fishermen. This is what we do. No, it's too many. Greg, bring your boat. Why? We've got too many fish. What do you mean you got too many fish? I don't know. Just come over here. Comes over. There's just fish everywhere. It's my nightmare. And their nets are breaking. They sent them to their partners. They filled the boat so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet saying, depart from me for I am a sinful man. What's happening there? The glory and the preeminence of God, the miraculous provision of the Lord is hitting Simon again. Have you been there? I've been there before, right? Where God does something and you're like, oh yeah. Oh, you are who you say you are. Oh, your arm is not too short. Your promise is a yes and amen.
Yes.
It's exciting stuff. And they were all astonished at the catch of fish. Sometimes the Bible is so... Pastor Caleb says this all the time. Some of the disciples were not poets, were they? Just very matter of fact. This miracle happened and the boats were sinking and hundreds of fish were caught and Simon Peter fell down and they were all pretty amazed at the fish thing that just happened before. My prayer today and tonight, and I know Pastor Rob and Pastor Mum's prayer tonight, is that you would cast out into deep water. Amen. And yes, we're talking about financially. But on top of that, my prayer is you wouldn't do it for any other reason that you heard him tell you to. My other prayer is that we would see such a harvest, not financially, but in souls and in people, that we would have to enlist churches in the area to help us. My other prayer is that all of us, from the front to the back, left to the right, would be undone as Jesus reminds us how well able he is. To build the church, to build the house, to put on staff, to sow into missions, to build a car park, to one day do a building fund. He's our source. He's our supply. And tonight, it's an exciting day in the house. It was pretty funny, if I can be vulnerable with you for a second. This morning was our smallest service since COVID, like restart. I know. It's probably because you're all here tonight. But this morning, I remember being like, you know, because Saturday I was praying and I was interceding and I texted Jesse and I texted Dad. I was like, guys, can you pray for me? It's a significant day in the house. And, you know, I'm reading that passage in my room. I'm like, put out into deep water, you know, put out into deep water. Sounds spiritual, but, you know, I was in my boxes and my dog was like, what are you doing? But I was like, you know, put out into deep water. You know, I'm feeling so good. And then this morning I was like, put out into deep water. Where is everyone? Where are the fishermen? Lord, the boats aren't here. The fish aren't here. You've left us. I didn't think that a little bit. But so significant, what happened this morning was significant, and people rose to the occasion and God moved and God showed himself as mighty. And I believe tonight he's doing that. And I believe today, because if I can say this, the AM and PM aren't separate churches. We are a church. And can I say he's doing something? He's doing something. There's a faith in the room. There's a faith in the room. Don't get familiar. This isn't a normal Sunday night service. There's lots of places that would love as many people gathering on a Sunday night with work tomorrow. Something's happening. We want to tap into that tonight. Hey, I want to whiz you through a couple of practical things. Who loves practical things? Yeah. Yeah. Practical things. Yeah. Oh, dear. So, our church, Kingdom Culture Church, PTY, LTD. So at the moment, I just want to talk to you. At the moment, as if like, what else would I be doing? Come on, Fred, just, you got this. So at the moment, we have 809 people on our database, which is cool. Now, we need to do a bit of a cull because we only want people on the database that are service active. It's not that we want to cull people where they don't turn up for a couple of months, but we want to have an accurate database. And you know, as well, we're Pentecostal and Pentecostals have a bit of a reputation of being like, hey, you know, there's like 10 kids at youth. It's like, honestly, dude, pretty sure there was 200, you know, okay? In the spirit and watching online. You don't have an online service. Online, in the spirit. So we want to be accurate. But I would say after a service active cull, we would have about 600 people on our database, which is still incredible. We have 60 kids that are a part of our kids ministry. We have 99 youth. Gosh, as a youth pastor that gets, can we just get one more kid? Please, far out. Someone have a kid, okay? But like a 13-year-old immediately, so we can just go to 100. It's annoying me. It's bad for the Instagram. All right. We have 225 young adults, and the rest of the 600 is made up with adults, families, and senior citizens. I couldn't think of a better way to say it. Pastor Kimmy told me off this morning. You know, some churches I feel like are a bit patronizing, though. They're like legends. It's like, yeah, they're awesome. But, you know, like, guys, we need to stay on track, okay? It's really important that we stay on track. I want to talk a bit about what you did. Can I talk about what you did? I feel, I'm trying here, Jess. I'm trying to ward off the spirit of ADD, but it is in the house, man. It is in the house. And honestly, I blame the Lord. And so what you did is, if you look behind you, that kids ministry that sees many kids go through and discipled and loved, you built that. You did that. Well done. You built that. You built a space that looks excellent. You built a space that has 65-inch TVs and two separate rooms can have kids' stuff put on the walls so that parents can come in and go, oh, I can trust, you know, the discipling of my kid in this place. You put an aircon in there. It's exciting. You did that. I love that. You did that. Hey, you also funded two albums. You did that. It's awesome. And we love our worship pastor and we love our worship team and our writers, and they just had a writing retreat. But without money, you can't really produce an album. You know what I mean? You did that. It's not just their songs or the stuff, it's your songs. You did that. I emailed Brad this week and I said, Brad! And he said, yeah. And I said, give me some facts on the albums. And so he was like, all right, I'm getting better at admin. And he sent it to me in like 3 minutes. It was a miracle. It's phenomenal. It was well done, Brad. So we have two albums and one single, 25 tracks in total, 5 million online streams. What does that mean? I literally emailed him back. I said, really? He's like, is that a Pentecostal 5 million? He's like, no, it's Spotify sent us the thing. Listened across 87 countries. You did that. Nah, you're not getting it. You decided to be generous and a generation of kids get pastored. You decided to be generous and songs of worship and adoration are, it's not an exaggeration, are going across the world. It's exciting. You did that. Man, so good. Craig, run into the green room for me and bring me one of those comfy black chairs. Do it, bro. You got this, dude. I believe in you. Our schools program in the last couple of years, we've spent around $3,000-$4,000 on feeding hundreds of kids through Matt running the schools ministry. We've sowed seeds of revival and family into the lost and the broken. You did that. You did that. Thanks, bro. I appreciate you. You did that. So when me and Matt, or when Matt goes to Pastor Rob, we say, hey, we need pancake, you know, the shakers, we need maple syrup, we need, you know, if we're feeling extra, like, want to bless our enthusiasm, like, we need some bacon, you know. And because of your generosity, we can love on kids that sometimes don't have love in their life. You did that. I pray that you feel, even if you're at work full time and you can't serve and you're not on the door, but you give faithfully, I hope you feel tied to this. I hope you feel a part of it, because you are. We legitimately couldn't do it without you. You did that. 200 of these bad boys are coming in like 2 weeks. You did that. You did that. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it is a significant difference. It's significant. Peter, come and sit on this chair with me. Quickly. Come and bless your blessed assurance in the name of Jesus. What's happening?
It's divine.
You did that. Now, we as a staff apologize that, you know, we did this earlier in the year, and then there was this little thing that happened, and our production line stopped. But they're coming, there's 200 coming now. Pastor Rob's a master negotiator, and so he negotiated us 50 more for the inconvenience. So it's not just a... Can I say, though, it's not just a chair. It's actually a way to host people better. Yeah. It's actually a way to host the elderly or the disabled or people that get bad backs or pregnant. Thank you, you know. And to preach longer. You know, Pastor Jessie Rose says she's excited for the chairs because this is what she says. She says, I love receiving like this. Bill Johnson is allowed. So stay. So you did that. You have created things in this church, and you are responsible for the 100 and something plus people sitting here because you create a way for that to happen. I'm aware I've taken a bit of time and we'll whiz through this, but I want you to know and I want you to understand that you are so, so valued, and we are so, so thankful. And we're very acutely aware that we could not do this without the partnership together. And so I want to thank you. So give yourselves a hand. You're amazing. So if you have a booklet, not every seat has one, but if you have one, open it up. And if you're near someone who doesn't, please be lovely and be open to sharing with them. If there needs to be a slight seat shuffle, feel free to do that. We're going to work through it together. Praise the Lord. Everyone good? You're well, you have one. There's a bit of shuffling going on. That's good. All right, we're going to open up to page one. Page one. It's all right. There's a little bit of crazy going on in the church, but that's all right. We like it. It is 755 degrees. My back is just moisture right now. Praise God. Live stream. There it is. So I want to read why. Why do we have legacy offerings? To build an intergenerational community, not just for us, but for generations to come. To lay out an excellent. Someone say excellent. Welcome, Matt, to North Brisbane and beyond, that they have a place and a home at Kingdom Culture Church. You're going to hear that every year towards the end of July when we have our legacy offerings. I want to read to you a message from our senior pastors. Oh, Mum, do you want to come read this message from you? Yeah. Come on. Hey, hey, just jump on up. You're in charge. Here you go. Live stream, you might be like, this is a really crazy church. Amen.
Amen. Dear Kingdom Culture Church, well, here we are again, Legacy Sunday. Such an important day in our church calendar for so many reasons. Each year we ask you to join us in making an above and beyond financial gift, which we use to fund special projects and initiatives in the new year. Past legacy offerings have financed our multi-purpose... I think I've got my news voice on, haven't I? multi-purpose kids area. Painting of our building, upgrading of the bathroom facilities. So good. The cafe. Help launch our first album. Good on you, people. This year's focus is detailed in this booklet. And we are confident that you will love, rejoice over, and get behind these ventures. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We ask for you to prayerfully consider what you are able to give today. We know that sacrifice is the bedrock of our future growth and gains at KCC. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being truly amazing in your generosity and love. 2021 will be another special year, and let's see what God will do as we participate and support Legacy Sunday. We love you, Pastor Rob and Heather. Amen.
I'm here for it. I'm here for the fist pump. The HP fist pump. All right, keep moving, turn it over. Oh, look at that. It's the beautiful Kimmy Hewitt, hey? So, we're going to move through this relatively swiftly, and it's going to be great. So, what we want to do with Pastor Kimmy, one of our great pastors here in the house who we love and who you can always count on to preach the house down and have 745 props that Steve will carry diligently onto the stage. Pastors people, loves people. We would love to put her on one day. We will be putting her on one day a week for 2021, which is exciting. Yeah, absolutely. Come on. So good. So the total amount for a year, for one day a week, is 7,800. This morning I had someone come up to me and say, just checking, is that annual or is that per week? I said, bro, it's per week, 100%. It's what we do. It's for one day a week for a year. And why do we want to do that? And I don't want to assume everyone knows Pastor Kimmy because there's new people coming every week. So Pastor Kimmy, we want to pay her to be able to continue to pastor people well, to honour her 5 years of serving, to build the growth track department and see hundreds go through the course. So in course one, they saw 50-plus people go through the course on live and on Zoom. Isn't that incredible? Just give Pastor Kimmy a hand. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. We've never had that to that level as a church. People just going straight into growth track, through into baptisms, man. It's so exciting. To be the assistant pastor in the adults demographic serving under Pastor Heather, to assist with the lunch parties project, which you're going to be hearing more about very soon, kicks off November 1st, to continue working on Wednesdays. Wednesdays is our all-in staff and volunteer staff department head day. We're all in the multi-purpose area. We're planning, we're having meetings, we're making Sunday happen, we're planning conference, all that fun stuff. To build and love our young families, to bring her experience and influence to help grow the leadership team. Some fun facts about Pastor Kimmy. You look like you're about to eat a mango there. It's very exciting. Pastor Kimmy has been in ministry for over 40 years. She's been a senior pastor alongside her beautiful, beautiful husband, Steve Hewitt. Just go with it. Beautiful husband, Steve Hewitt. She served in the COC movement, now INC. She sends the longest text on record in Southeast Queensland. She's been an incredibly steadfast and faithful servant to the house. I'd say, Pastor Robin Heather would say, she's just been one of the stalwarts, someone who's just always there, ready to do what needs to be done. It's incredible. She has a gift of pastoring. So I want to just highlight that it's not just, oh yeah, she pastors people. No, she has a God-given ability to listen to everyone's stories. Like, I'll be honest, I feel like I'm pretty good. Like, I'm like, got a pretty good capacity. And then Kimmy will tell me about a week and I'm like, cool, not it. She is just amazing at being able to love people, hear their stories, nurture them, and it's an invaluable gift to the body of Christ. She has the gift of prayer ministry. And this last point, which I'll explain, despite having been told to sit down many times in life, Kimmy is the embodiment of a faithful servant. You know, you've heard some of the Hewitt's story when Kimmy got very unwell and Steve had to support her and look after her for many years. But you might not have heard different things, just of very intense serving conditions in church, never complained, worked, served faithfully, was maybe not released to fully be herself. And I think it's just awesome that our senior pastors release people to be them. And so I don't know about you, but I'm so excited to see what Pastor Kimmy's going to do working a day a week in the house. It's pumped. It's awesome. Man, come on. So good. So, so good. Very, very exciting. The next thing, if you turn the page, you will see the smiling grin of a handsome vampire. No. sorry, he's like, my best friend is fine. We don't endorse or believe in vampires at Kingdom Culture Church. Praise God. So exactly the same with Pastor Caleb. We want to put Caleb on a day a week to work in the ministry, which is just so exciting. This guy used to be my youth leader and my housemate, and he's just the best. And we didn't fight that much. We fought a little bit, but not that much. So exactly the same thing. We want to put him on one day a week for a year. And then hopefully beyond that too. We're not planning on like just firing them both in December 2021. That's not the plan. So once again, you might not know Pastor Caleb, but he's the assistant pastor of the Young Adults Demographic. So he works under me and works with the key team. He's honestly like my rock of Gibraltar in the Young Adults department. It's the biggest demographic numerically in the church. And so he helps me mostly stay on top of it. And so really thankful for that. He's the operations manager. So you will see him liaising with the cafe, with the car park guys, with the check-in desk, with the giving, with all that sort of stuff. They all go to him. So that all used to sort of come to me. And now we have an amazing ops manager who handles all of that. And it's just incredible. He facilitates a pastoral Zoom meeting on Wednesday nights. So a Zoom meeting where we go through all the people in our, the one kind of good thing about COVID is, you know, we all have to check in wherever we go. And so it's really easy to be able to just follow up and love on new people that visit. And so our pastoral team meet Wednesday nights and they just chat about, has this person been called? Have we put them in a group? This is, you know, I know it doesn't sound that exciting, but it's exciting. It's exciting stuff. It's the stuff that builds the church. It's the stuff that builds the house. And so it's very exciting. This paid day a week will also enable him to be able to come in on office staff day on Wednesdays all day to work. And also there's some things that Pastor Rob and Pastor Heffer have in the works to help him support the executive team as well. And so that's exciting. Let's just flip over to fun facts. He's currently studying a diploma of ministry through City Point College, which is amazing. He has a powerful teaching anointing, just like, and once again, I'm not limiting these two pastors to this one thing, but I just, you know, you've got to pick certain things out for sake of time. He really has a gift of teaching. And there is not that many people under, in my opinion, in under 40 who can really encourage a generation in the reading of the word and stir up. And Caleb said something to me once. I didn't say this morning. But when Caleb started listening to Bill Johnson, Caleb was like, I've never been stirred to read my word more. Years ago. And I feel like because he honored that point, I feel like some of that has gone on him. And when he preaches and when he unpacks scripture, people that are usually a bit like, oh yeah, cool. Like they're like, oh man, I want to get into this. I want to research. I want to study. And it's a rare commodity. And can I say in this generation, it's an important one. We have the most biblically illiterate generation of all time. And so having people that can, obviously all the staff can preach and everything is amazing, but there's a real gift on him in that. And that's exciting. And we want him to be doing that more. He's been in ministry for the last decade. Caleb's deceptive because he still looks like 23. When he shaves, he looks like a cool 17. But he's been around for a while and he's been doing this a while, served in a couple of churches. He's passionate about the word, the world and the word. He's a great example of getting in and doing what needs to be done. I remember when Pastor Rob said, we need a welcome team. And I was like, all right. And he's like, and we need it to be full of young adults. And I was like, all right. So I went to Caleb and said, we need a welcome team. And Caleb said, like welcoming new people. And that's not my strength. I was like, I know, I don't have anyone else. And he's like, all right. And now obviously we've got an awesome host huddles team, but he embodies, hey, let's get in, let's get this done. And if it's our weakness, let's work our weakness, which is awesome. He's a builder in the house. And also he loves board games, but often loses them. So yeah. Perks of running stuff is you can sometimes be cheeky. So that's amazing. And can I tell you, before we move on, with this staffing, with our staffing culture, yes, we want to staff to honor the past, but we also want to staff with an eye to the future. I can tell you, you know, Pastor Rob, he's been a businessman before, and obviously, you know, Pastor Heather's worked in the medical industry and in hospitals and running wards and mental health and all this stuff. There is also, and we don't have time to go into all of it, but there's also goals, there's also targets we want to hit, and bring these staff on, as well as honoring and loving them, there's areas we want to grow. There's areas we want to move forward. You know, and like any business, good staffing and getting the right people on board hopefully increases communication, efficiency, and fruit. And that's what we want to see. It just so happens that our fruit is people going from death to life and then being discipled well. And so we want an increase in that stock market. I'm not a finance guy. Probably a bad reference. Turn the page now. So you'll see there on the next page, the beautiful Bethany taking a photo. It's also her 18th birthday today. So happy birthday, Beth. Now that you're 18, where are you? Put your hand up. Now that you're 18, you can serve at church more, you can not date, and you can get into the Word. Amen? The first thing I did when I turned 18, I was so excited. I went and got a Blockbuster card. I was like, yes! I don't have to check with Mum, and when I don't return them, she won't know. Yeah, I was a rebel, man. We've all got a past. Don't judge me. What we want to do is we want to invest in, you'll see right now, we've got live stream going on. You'll see Jonty's up there. Sean will be around somewhere. Thompson's up in the, there they are, the boys up the back there. And so, good on you, lads. And so what we want to do is we want to buy our own equipment. Yeah. So we're a fair few years in now as a church. And obviously we appreciate the generosity of people. But on March 8th, when me and Pastor Rob were in India with the team, a little thing happened and the world changed a bit. And Pastor Heather and Pastor Jesse had to pivot really quickly. And it was on the back of people's generosity that we were able to run church for like 3 or 4 months. And I just want to talk to you a bit about that. So if you look on there, you'll see that we did a total of 36 online services across two platforms. We had over 21,000 views, over 13,000 comments. Countries that tuned in were Australia, USA, United Kingdom, India, Canada, New Zealand, Philippines, Hong Kong, Uganda, and Myanmar. Hours worked to create online church happen each week by the boys and many others was 20 to 60 hours per week, involving between 20 to 30 people each week. We had gear lent to us by Neil Moody, Jonty Brown, Dan Rayner, Sean Freeman, Sam Thompson, Stephen Bowl. Did you know the videography team all used their own equipment for church online and others lent lighting and sound equipment? Hey, can we honor them? Can we honor them? So good. So good. It is so hot, Bethany. Like, it is just heat. I'm slowly dying. So, also on the wish list is 73 new air conditioners. We're so excited. Please partner with us as a church. Can I tell you, though, it's no small feat, and it's not that we're like, oh, that shouldn't happen. We're so thankful for everyone's generosity. But we're big boy now. We want to be able to look after ourselves. And, you know, it's beautiful. I remember one day, I don't want to embarrass anyone, but, you know, like Sean Freeman came in and he was like, oh, man, like we don't have enough storage. And I don't know anything about anything to do with that stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. I just surrendered. Next day, he comes in with a big hard drive. And I was like, oh, did you get a church card or something? He's like, no, I just got it. Why? Because it's amazing when people lean into the vision. But our senior pastors and the exec team, we believe that we're a church that should be self-sufficient in these things. And although we love generosity, we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And so that's going to be exciting. It's exciting to be able to have live stream. Last week, a bunch of people text me and Pastor Rob just saying, oh, I loved your message, Pastor Rob. Being able to tune in is great for families when kiddies are sick or when you can't make it to church or the car breaks down. So we want to continue that. But make no mistake, once again, with this investment of new cameras, we also want to be we already have good quality news now, but we want to be doing good promos. We want to get stuff out there. In the right way, you know, we believe it's an amazing time where, you know, I said this morning, Paul the Apostle would love today. Yeah. He would love it. That's right. Because the poor guy wouldn't have to get on 700 ships and travel from, you know, like here to here to here to here, getting shipwrecked, bitten by things, attacked, beaten to death, and then getting up. Incredible verse. You know, I was beaten to death, and then he got up and walked to the next town. Cool, Paul, you're epic. But these days, Paul could be like, right, Zoom conference, 10 million people. Timothy, you're MC. You know, anyway. But it'd be awesome because there's just such an ability to reach. And so do we want to get famous? Absolutely not. Do we want lots of money? Absolutely not. Do we want to be able to tell the story of Jesus to as many ears that will listen? Absolutely. Absolutely. So we want to make our online better, our digital better. And, Pastor Jess and different members of the team, Paris and Sam and different ones have done an amazing job raising such a great backline team. So we want to also support them by getting them good gear. Amen?
Amen.
Great. All right. I'll quickly do wish list. Band, you can come and join me. That would be phenomenal. So just a couple of wish list. I was saying this morning, I don't know who has the booklet, but that bottom photo there of me carrying Dad, that should be like a promo for adoption. You know, like, if you adopt a kid, this is where you'll be in 28 years, you know? Although it kind of looks like I adopted you, because I'm like, how are you? Can you imagine that? Adopt a dad. guys, We're in church. Let's stay focused, okay? So, wish list, some things that we would love to look at investing in, but they're not, I guess you could say, priority. So, one of them is new church banner and signage. Pastor Rob was mentioning to us the other week that if you drive past the front thing, if you're remotely interested in any details, you're not going to get any because we've got like this four-year-old banner that's on the fence and it's like, you know, it'd be like, oh, I wonder what that, it's gone. So, we would love to get something a bit more substantial, some sandwich boards across the, you know, for a good 100 meters of the road and all that sort of thing. We have a Mums and Bubs group opening, which is going to be exciting. I don't know if you've heard too much about that, but that's going to be awesome. We'd love to buy the Mums and Bubs some new toys, some new equipment, make sure their space is really, really good. I don't think Pastor Heather's announced about that, but keep an eye out. Mums and Bubs group, it's going to be awesome. So an outdoor area revamp. So it's going to be great. An outdoor area revamp, which is going to be phenomenal. And so we, November 1st, we have lunch party starting and we want to do this well. We want to have a little black fence. We want to have some soft mats so that if families are at lunch party, which you'll hear about soon, there's a place for the kids. We're going to have the bouncy castle. So we want to just do that area up really nicely so it's not hard work for young families, parents, etc. Amen. And then lastly, and I'm almost finished. How's the team doing? Yeah, they're here. Praise God. Is professional development for staff and team. So this is something that we haven't honestly really had the opportunity to do much. You know, a lot of businesses would do, you know, conventions and this and that, but we want to be able to bless our teams. We want to be able to go, hey, Sandra, Alistair, Oak, head down to Hillsong Kids, make some connections, see how it runs. I want to be able to go to Pastor Rob and Heather, hey, Mom and Dad, can I please take the key youth leaders and Craig to Planet Shakers Youth Conference? It's going to be super fun. Can we stay in a nice hotel? Can I have a food peridium? It'd be awesome. That's a joke. But you get what I'm saying. We want to be able to resource our staff well. There's also some different safety trainings we want to be doing across next year. As we grow, also the responsibility to be squeaky, squeaky, squeaky clean and trained and developed is really important. So we want to be able to do that really well across all departments and all demographics. I'm excited because we're going to a new level. Yeah. I'm excited because there's something in the atmosphere. And as a staff, we're pumped, but we also feel the weight of it, the responsibility of it. There's a, how do I say this well? There's an easiness when things are smaller. And that's, we've been five people, so there's nothing wrong with being small. But as things grow, we have to grow. As a staff, as a church, in our facility. Some of it's just very practical. If you're running 1,000 people on a Sunday, 3 cubicles of toilets won't be enough. But there's other things you might not think about, like training, different stuff like that. So we want to be able to work on that well. Let's read through Luke again quickly. I think maybe we're having some issues with the keyboard. Maybe sound team, help them out. That'd be awesome. There it is. Shen did it. That made me feel very authoritative, even though I didn't do anything. Sound team, if we could just sort it out. So Luke 5, we're going to read it again because there's power in this scripture. Put out into deep water. Let down your nets for a catch. Let's change it to us. And KCC answered, Jesus, we toiled all night. We've already given before. I gave it to a previous church and it was mismanaged and misused. I've been convinced and coerced and it just didn't go well. And this is the point. But at your word, I will let down the nets. Hey, that's a word for someone here. But at your word, can I encourage you? This is maybe a bit bold, but if you don't feel to give, don't give, man. Get a word from God. Feel it in your spirit. But my encouragement would be open to it. And obviously the story goes on and we're talking about fruit and harvest falling off the tree. And there's other verses to cross-reference it with where he says, hey man, the fields are ready. The harvest is ripe. The workers are few. I met with someone a couple of months ago as we landed the plane and they were saying, I can't serve, man. I was like, that's cool. Like my hours are long. I can't serve, I can't go to youth, I can't like be doing all that stuff. I was like, that's cool, man, like it's not pressure. They're like, but I can give and giving's my ministry. And I was kind of like, yeah, cool. And they were like, no, giving is my ministry right now. Like, that's what I'm doing in the church. I remember driving away, and like halfway home, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm like a little bit like of the, like, you know, most of my experience is either like being in a youth ministry that grew quickly or planning a church. So I'm pretty like, all hands on deck, help, help, we need help, we need help. What are you doing? To do youth? You know, they're like, I'm 74, I just come to youth, we need help. But the stewardship of money and the sowing into projects is such a ministry. And we appreciate you. And you're awesome. And we're all in different stages, aren't we? Some of us can serve a lot, but we don't have much money. Some of us got a bit of money, but we don't have any time. Some of us have a little bit of both. No matter your situation, hear from God. He'll let you know. He'll tell you. But my encouragement tonight is cast out into deep water. And let's watch together as we head into 2021. Let's watch the boat in a good way begin to sink because there's so many fish. How cool would it be if Pastor Rob had to, like, called me and Jess and was like, hey guys, can you call some of the churches in the area? We're just not pastoring all these people coming in that well. We need help. Can you imagine that? Let's aim for that. It'd be awesome. All right, practicality time. You will see on your seat one of these. What we're going to do is we're going to have a time of instrumental worship, and there's a couple of zones. There's up there, the tile guys, yeah, you can come. There'll be some buckets coming on the front of the stage as well. So what I want to, we're going to just enjoy God for about 5 minutes. And during that time, I want you to pray. I want you to pray on what to give and sow in. God doesn't scoff at any amount. I want you to pray, and just some practicalities. If you're giving via EFT, obviously that's quite easy. You can just pay pass. If you're going to give via bank transfer, if you could just write that down here. This is your communication slip to us so we know what's going on. You could just write bank transfer and the amount. The other thing I want to talk about is some people contacted me this week saying, hey, Fred, the amount God's calling me to give, I can't afford it this week. And I was like, cool, well, what we're going to do is we're going to have pledges. So pledges is just you might write $200 over 4 weeks and just mark that down for our accounting. We're going to put a cap on that at 3 months, simply for accounting reasons, the board being able to look at expenditure and all that sort of thing. So one more time, EFT. If you're going to do a bank transfer, still please fill one of these out and just let us know how much. Pledges, absolutely fine. You can also do credit card giving on this if you're a bit, you know, you want a bit of privacy in how much you're giving. That's fine too. So enjoy God. There should be pens around on your seats. Enjoy God for the next 5 minutes and just let Him lead you as you cast out into deep water.